This is the G's Rural Life Podcast, a husband and wife living their rural life in northern Colorado with their two crazy pups.
And we're here to talk about real life stuff.
What is up, people? Episode 4.
Hello. I just realized I had a bunch of dirt under my nails still.
Yeah, because we just did our attempted green thumbing, moving all of our plants into different planters and areas. See how well we can get stuff to grow.
Yeah. Potentially.
Yeah, potentially.
We'll see how it goes. Our tomatoes are doing really good. Our raspberries are starting to do good again.
Peppers are starting to come back. Yeah. I'm excited for those peppers. Because not only did jalapenos, I did those like banana pepper type things. I don't actually know if they're banana peppers, but the little picture looks like they're going to be delicious. And then we did some like regular peppers, some broccoli, some onions.
I'm excited for broccoli. We're
giving our hand at this green thumb thing. I mean, we can get grass to grow. We got that covered. You know that down. As long as the sprinklers work.
Yeah, we just have to know that the sprinklers are working.
Sprinklers are killing me.
They're killing me.
Killing me.
No, they're killing me.
Seems like every time I get that sprinkler system running, it's like perfect. Turn around and like one of us hits one.
I was like, I've only broke one.
I've
only broke one. I didn't
break one. I was just laughing at that one. You're like, hey, watch out for this one. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because I picked how many weeds? How many buckets? Three buckets.
Just from the front yard.
3 5-gallon buckets of weeds on Sunday. Was that yesterday? Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
On Sunday morning.
Someday.
And
someday, Sunday.
Mowed the lawn. Mowed the front lawn.
I mowed the back lawn.
Picked up dog poop.
A weed whacked. Broke a sprinkler. It was a good day.
Then we fixed a sprinkler.
Yeah.
And we bought, what's that called? The water.
Oh, our
descaler thing.
Descaler thing. Yeah, I'm telling. I think it's just a deionizer.
That's all I think it is. It's called a scale blaster.
Yeah, the weird part is, though, is it's just like you're essentially just taking power, making a coil around a pipe. I think it's just a deionizer.
I don't know what that means.
Just deionizes the water. Spot free water.
Okay, there you go. I'm like, I clearly like don't know what ionize.
Like, we have DI stages on all of our washers at work because, like, they get acid washed or whatever chemical the washer is, and they get rinsed, and they get blasted with deionized water, so they're spot-free finish.
Well, that's why people would be saying that had it, that told us about it, said that they've noticed less spots.
Yeah.
But at least a shot, see what it does.
So, hey, I hope everyone had a good 4th. Seemed pretty successful.
For who?
For the world. For the world, for America. America. It was like, cool at work. And I walked outside to get the pizzas, and there was just, like, lightning everywhere.
I only saw fireworks kinda on cool too. The 3rd. I didn't even see anything on the 4th.
I really wanted to climb up on the roof at work and watch fireworks, but it was too rainy, and I was too busy.
Yeah,
I hate being supervisor.
The weather's been weird lately, though.
It has like been super stormy.
Yeah, weirdly stormy, though. It's not, like, consistent, and some of them are, like, tornado. And then the other one's, like, 11 o'clock at night. Or, I'm going to move at 1 mile per hour. And
well, be like
here from 12 p.m. to 2 a.m.
I like the storm that rolled through here yesterday. We were, like, making dinner, and it was just, storm is in. And then it just, like, stalled over us, and then you and I are laughing, and like, right now we'll get a message like, hey, storm warning for your area, and then yesterday it was like class 3 death storm, and there's no warning.
It was already happened.
Yeah.
And then we were warned.
It was like, good luck to you.
Yeah, but when we drove back from,
I don't know where we were.
No, me and Amber.
Oh, Salida?
No.
Mountains?
B.
Breckenridge?
No. Near Salida.
Buena Vista.
There you go, because I say it wrong, so then you would correct me. So
yeah.
We were driving back. That was crazy weather. Lightning was intense. It was raining hard. There was, like, some hail. We stopped and got pictures of the Milky Way, though, but not before a cloud interrupted me.
Yeah. Damn clouds.
But it was pretty cool. You could see it with your naked eye, like when we went to Utah.
Yeah. That was cool.
But it wasn't as intense. Like, you could just see, like, where it was, but you couldn't see how intense it was. Like, when we went to Utah, like, you could just see it with your bare eye.
That was a fun night driving back from Horseshoe.
Sketchy.
Hey, let's take pictures of the Milky Way. Hey, here's a dirt road.
Yeah, Kevin
drove down dirt road for like 15 minutes, just parked on the side of the dirt road.
But the weird thing was, is there was just like random cars also parked in this road, like semis or just a truck or whatever. And I just felt like I was going to get murdered the entire time.
We were safe.
I'm sure we were safe, but
we had a gun.
It felt like we were going to get murdered the entire time, and I don't like that feeling.
You know what I was thinking about earlier today? How come everything I want is ridiculously expensive?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Because, like, that camper I want, $35,000. That 9 mil I want, $1,500.
I just want, like, two things.
I want a lot of stuff.
I want a couple fluffy little animals, and then I want a car, a fancy car.
A couple or a few?
Huh?
A couple or a few? Because we had this whole long discussion about yesterday moving the horse stable and what are we going to do with our furry little animals when we get them. We get some weather.
I think you were the one saying how many. I was just like,
dude, how awesome would it be to have a couple of little asses and like four or five miniature goat things running around?
It would be cool.
So I was looking at those fainting goats because I know how much you love the fainting goats. I don't know if I want one.
Why?
Because they're bred specifically for that.
To faint?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Like they just yeah. Like I was looking into the breed on it, and they're being bred specifically.
Yeah, because people just
have that trait. Yeah, but like that's not cool.
I wouldn't scare it all the time. I would just scare
it
sometimes.
It doesn't hurt the goat, but still, that's not cool. Like, I don't want to buy a goat that's like specifically bred just to be like, you know, my truck starts. It's like. As I was looking at those
ass farts in his
So I was looking at those like Norwegian dwarf goats because they're really good for milking. Apparently, they're really good.
The little black and like gray ones.
Yeah, the first ones I showed you. Apparently, they have really good milk production. And we've talked about using goat milk because our dogs love goat milk.
Goat's milk.
Goat's milk. Goat milk. Goat's milk.
Yeah, but
same damn thing.
No, you're like one goat. One goat.
Yeah, a goat.
Only one goat can milk. No other goats can milk.
And then, obviously, chickens. Have some farm fresh butt nuggets. All the time.
Yeah, well, whoever at work needs to stop giving us eggs then.
No, Mike says he's going to give us a bucket of eggs.
Well, what happens when we have chickens? Are we going to give him a bucket of eggs? It's a trade of eggs?
No, we'll give Aaron a bucket of eggs. Mm. Aaron likes those
$15.
Eggs. Yeah, $15.
$15 egg. What? Bucket of
eggs. Yeah, I was like, that's a really expensive egg, man.
They're fucking good, okay? You ever had a butt nugget? That's probably why
everyone's had butt nuggets. Literally everyone's had eggs.
No, I mean like a straight from
farm
the butt.
Fresh
like
butt
there's
nugget.
Still shit on the butt nugget.
Yeah, like farm fresh butt nugget.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's why the banana bread was as good as it was. Or maybe it was the baking powder instead of baking soda.
I don't know.
We didn't have any baking soda, so I was like, can you use baking powder? And everybody's like, I don't know. And so
I was about to ask, did you make eggs the other day when you made Taylor ham sandwiches, but you didn't put eggs on there? Because I still have yet to have one of those farm fresh butt nuggets. I've yet to eat one.
Well, you need to take some Taylor ham out and cut it up, prep it. My
nose itches. I don't know. I want a Brandon egg, but I can't cook eggs like Brandon. Brandon's fried egg is so good.
I probably could.
I mean, that like the changed my whole world with fried eggs.
I probably
that
could.
One Christmas. Yeah, grandma's.
I've watched him cook lots of eggs.
Yeah, I'm just
so
not.
I probably could.
I'm not that smart. Just saying. Yeah.
Kevin can't cook cookies or chicken fajitas.
Yeah, we already established.
They're black.
This. We already established.
They come
this.
Out black.
We've already established this.
Tar.
Hey, but I cook damn good corned beef. That corned beef last night was good, man. That rub I put on there actually turned out pretty well.
I think it blacked out because I just
I know
remember,
you fucking murdered it.
I just remember being done and I was like, okay, I'm going to go edit photos. Thanks.
And then disappeared your black hole until 11:30 at night.
Couldn't help it. Pushing on through.
It happens.
And Speaking of our grass, we got rid of our ants almost completely.
Yeah, because you're like backwoods.
Not backwoods.
Whatever the fuck it is, trick. It's actually working pretty well. The funny part is, the night before you did that, I was actually looking, like what I could use to get rid of them. And I was looking like the full on, like, you're going to die ants chemical status.
Yeah. I just didn't want to do that because it's in the grass.
Yeah,
I mean, you can burn them down. I don't care. We can light them on fire. I hate ants.
Don't want to kill my grass.
They're stupid.
So I was laughing.
But they've killed like probably a good 6-inch by 6-inch section of
the
grass.
Yeah, a big chunk of the grass.
But supposedly.
Brand new grass.
Our natural remedy is cinnamon.
Yeah, and
it
works
pretty
well.
You just pour like a shitload of cinnamon on there and then they actually take it down in there and then all of a sudden they just like are gone. Like they just leave. They're just like eviction notice.
We out.
And then if it gets wet, it even like closes off more of their holes so they're just not all over the place. But I need to sprinkle it today. It rained right after I sprinkled yesterday, so I don't think it evicted them.
So since we're kind of on the subject of like homegrown remedies, I want to put this out there to people that listen to this because you and I have like zero experience with well water. I'm sure there's people listening to this that have had well water.
Like have had it.
Yeah. Like I wonder what people think about going salt water softeners. It's like I have my own apprehensions about doing a salt water softener because, like, you're essentially just putting salt water in your lines. I know it's like the parts per million is way lower, but if you still have galvanized pipe or any sort of metal pipe, you're still going to corrode the crap out of the pipes. So I wonder if there's anybody out there that's used a salt water softener system, a standard water softener system with salt pellets that has had any downfalls to it.
What has been your solution to hard water?
I think that's our best solution is we buy that one. We were looking at Home Depot the other day and just do an RO system under the sink because the RO system will feed the fridge. So like I said, we can actually use the ice maker again.
But what has your remedy been? What has your experience been?
Yeah.
Maybe some people don't, you know, maybe they have a scale blaster and then they got something else.
Yeah. It's like, I know Eric and Steen's. I mean, Artesia's got hella hard water and they've always had good luck with their water softeners. Every house they've lived in has had a water softener.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because their last house that was on, like, whatever, and the one that's like around the corner from their house now, it was in the garage. And then this one, their new house, it's in the laundry room.
Yeah, I know. That's what got us on the whole topic of it, remember?
Yeah. We started looking at them. I want to do that one that Pure Living for Life has, but I really don't feel like spending that kind of money on it.
I don't know how much it was.
Well, I just remember looking it up on Home Depot. It was expensive.
It doesn't seem like that system works.
Yeah, but they also have cisterns.
Yeah, I was going to say they have cisterns, so it makes it a whole different scenario.
Yeah. That's why I've honestly thought about doing it. Like, if we redo our roof to 10 in the few years, like, I actually kind of really want to do a rainwater. I cannot talk today. Do a rainwater collection system. Because it's now, like, we can... like water the lawn and stuff off of it, take some strain off the well pump.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
I just don't know where we would put it.
Do they put it anywhere? It's a rainwater collection system. All you gotta do is like off the downspouts of the house, you just make them go into one central pipe and then you bring it over and it's on like a pressure fed system because the flow of the water uses basic physics.
Yeah, you can only have X amount though. Sam was telling me about it the other day that you only could have 50 some gallons or 55 gallons at a time or something like that.
Well, it used to be the stupidest thing in the world. It used to be illegal.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't do it. I remember my parents' house and their neighbor in Golden. Mm-hmm. He got busted for it because he had all these like 300 gallon totes underneath his
back porch. Yeah, I remember you showed me all the time. Because you're like,
see that wall?
You can't see that. Like, oh, every time we went by.
Yeah, because the county went after him, the city of Golden went after him, so he built like a fake wall underneath the stairs and left his totes behind it.
Atlas must be laying on the AC thing, because he just like moved and this huge draft of cold air came at me.
Yeah, it's blowing towards me, it's not blowing towards you because of him.
Oh no, it's blowing towards me. I can feel it. All of a sudden. Yeah.
I like all your props you just bought.
Yeah, holy shit though. For real, 90% off.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it was $150 worth of... No, it was more than that.
It was a lot.
It was a lot of money, but I saved $150 and I paid $19.50 something for all these props for the photo booth.
Yeah, you saved $158.26.
Yeah, which is crazy.
You spent $19.
Like I said, the lady in front of me, she bought, she paid $150 for what she bought, but saved $500.
That's insane.
But people were like going in there and buying like all these little, because there's like some kid toys and stuff in there. So they were buying like multiples of it. And I'm like, they're probably going to go turn around and sell this stuff online.
Hell
for
yeah.
Normal price.
Shit, out like if they had Legos, I would do it. I'd go over there and buy like $1,000 for the Legos, turn around and make like 10 grand. Legos are fucking expensive.
That's just like, I don't know. That's crazy, though.
Say they're going out of business?
They're closing down. The one in Superior is. I don't know if the other places are. I'm assuming not, but the one in Superior closes on Saturday.
That's crazy.
Because someone posted one of the Facebook groups saying that, but she spent like she saved $450 and spent like $75 or something, which is even crazier.
Like that's so crazy.
I know.
That's so much money.
They didn't really have a whole lot of great props, though.
I love how when places are like going out of business, they do these like mad, crazy sales. And it's like, you already lost your ass. You're just going to lose your ass more. Why don't you just sell it for a regular price and go out with a bang? Make some money on the end.
I don't know why I did that. It's never done that before. That was kind of weird.
Yeah. So I really want to buy like the different mic stands so I can like lean back in my chair and have the anti-vibration mounts on them.
You can lean back in your chair anyways, I'm sure.
Not really. I mean, I can.
You could change your chair and turn it like I have it.
Changes the depth of the mic. I tried to, but it doesn't work. Because the legs of the table are at my feet.
Well, anywho.
Anyways.
Our schedule has been crazy lately. Or mine has. Hold on. Yeah.
I don't know. Mine was pretty crazy last week.
Well, like.
Damn it.
In the last 2 weeks.
You've been pretty busy.
Yeah, in the last 2 weeks, I've been to Breckenridge, Evergreen, Tiny Town, Granby, Buena Vista. Is that correct?
Buena.
Huh?
Buena.
Buena Vista.
Not Buena.
No.
That's amazing. Buena Vista.
Yeah, then, yeah, all the things. I've been everywhere.
I've been everywhere.
I feel like I blacked out for the entire thing.
You black out a lot.
I just feel like I just come out of the session and I'm like, what just happened?
You yell at me for having a bad memory. You black out.
Like, I don't know. No, I just like, happened. I feel like it's just like crack speed or something like that. You like get to a session and it's like, boom, 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 done. And you're like, did I just black out?
Dog hair on my mic.
Or did that happen in real life? And it happens.
Did it happen in real life? Yes, this shit just happened.
It happens in real life. It just doesn't feel like it. I just feel like I black out, and then next thing I know, I'm driving home.
Red Bull gives you wings.
It's amazing how fast the time goes by, though. We're talking about with Sam's. She's like, it's amazing
today?
How fast, 2 hours goes. Because it was literally like there, and then next thing I know, it's like, time to feed the freaking dogs.
I had no idea you were even gone, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know. I was leaving. You like looked at me and then just rolled away, and I was like, are you gonna say bye to me, or are you just gonna...
What time did you leave?
I left at like 8:45.
Shit.
Because I had to go pick up my flash batteries, remember?
Yeah, I know. I rolled over, and I was like, oh, it's probably like 9:30. I went to my phone, it was 12 o'clock, and I was like, oh...
Yeah, but that sounds like, are you up? And you're like, barely.
Yeah, because I had barely, like when you texted me, I had barely just gotten up. I just came back in with the dogs.
Well, yeah, I was, I know. It
was bad.
No.
Night screw you up, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, that is the worst schedule on the face of the planet.
I just get screwed up because I just come home and go to bed at weird hours. Like 2 a.m. That one really screwed me up.
Yeah.
I was messed up for a couple days.
That one was pretty funny, though.
Why?
Tank running off to the neighbor's house.
Oh, I was so mad at Tank. God. Like, yelling at him, Tank! Tank! Like, luckily our neighbors weren't home because they probably were like, what the hell is going outside?
Yeah, thank God they weren't home because Ratchet would have been out.
Not at 2 a.m.
You never know.
Not at 2 a.m.
You never know.
No. Not.
You don't know their lives.
At 2 a.m.
Tank Quit was playing like, with your damn pants.
Tank was like, bye. Later. Going to the neighbors.
He was just going for a stroll down the street, really.
He was just pissed. Quit coughing.
I like choked on my own spit. I'm still kind of coming off that sickness, man.
Yeah. I thought I was getting sick the other day because of you.
Yeah.
But I've.
Sorry.
I fought right through it.
I did.
Hulk bad. Status. You want me to do a rude?
No, please don't.
Rude.
I really want to try out the.
Ready?
The smoker your dad bought. Or gave me. The one he built.
The barrel smoker?
Yeah. I really want to try a brisket, but I was like, I don't know. I'm not.
You'd have to ask him how to do all that fancy manchy stuff.
Yeah. That's why I just want my Yoder. Again, another expensive thing I want.
I was just about to say, speaking.
I don't know if it's because like I like expensive stuff or I just like quality stuff.
I don't know. We had this conversation yesterday. Remember, there's certain things that you can buy that's cheap and good, but there's certain things you can buy that's cheap.
Yeah, my beer still smells good.
And bad.
Still smells good. Yeah. I was like looking at knives earlier because I want.
God, you literally look like. I swear to God, if I look back in your history, you'd look at 900 things in one day.
Yeah. I like weaponry. I've always liked knives. I've loved knives. Knives are, like they're just like the perfect these little utensil. But I want an OTF knife, so I was like, oh. So I was at Blade HQ's website and I was looking at OTF knives and I was like, $310. Yeah, it's not that bad.
I put
that one on the want list.
I feel bad when I want things, but my wants are like freaking $2 compared to your $2,000.
Bullshit.
How's that bullshit?
Look at the motherfucking car you want.
Look at the truck you want. Look at the Tesla you want.
The truck I want. I have the truck I want.
Yeah.
Except for I want a dually now.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Your dually won't fit in the garage.
I'll make the garage bigger.
Gotcha.
I got the room to widen out the garage
door. You need
door,
to
so.
Do the little.
Which one?
The drums. Like the.
I don't remember which one that is. I really don't know.
Why don't you look? Yeah. Ooh, wow. Sometimes I swear you're special, very special.
This one?
Yeah. Because your truck went through the garage and your face is like, fuck.
Son of a bitch. No, I was like, the wheels are turning. I can just make the garage door wider. I got the room. I could do it.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Truck's staying outside.
No.
Yep.
No, not happening.
Yep.
I do like my truck, though.
Yeah.
I do want a lot of stuff. I think we've already established this. We can move on from this subject.
I know you want a lot of stuff. I want two things. Five max.
Yeah.
Five max.
Like, there's more than two things that you want.
I want my car. I want a fluffy animal. I want another fluffy animal.
Another fluffy animal. Another fluffy animal.
I just want all fluffy animals.
Yeah. It's like your downfall.
Is it downfall?
Just throw that out there.
How is that a downfall?
It's not a downfall.
How are fluffy things a downfall?
I don't know. They're not.
You speaking out your ass then?
No, I was just throwing it out there. Just like, here you go.
Yeah, but they're not a downfall. Look at this fluffy animal.
Yeah, he's shedding like crazy.
I know he needs to be brushed. Look at him. He's like,
I know.
He's like a freaking roughed up rug.
I was just petting him with my foot, and like that's the clump that came off.
Show your roughed up rug.
That was on his knee.
Show. Oh, hey.
Look at that.
Hi. Yeah, well, quit doing it. I'm the only one that vacuums around here.
Not always.
Speaking of, I knew vacuum's the jam.
I totally thought it was one of the cordless ones, like the little one.
Nope.
I like the brush head on the front of it.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, we're weird people. We like pet-friendly stuff, like vacuums that are designed for pet hair, unlike that POS fucking Dyson we had.
Dyson wasn't bad at the time, but
it wasn't bad for like the first 4 months. Then it started just it was a piece of shit. For something that cost that much money, piece of shit.
Yeah, but I mean,
there's one of those things you can spend a lot of money on that ain't worth it.
A Dyson?
Yeah. I think it's a piece of shit.
Yeah, unless you're using it for non-pet hair situations, I guess.
Yeah, but that one was made for pet hair.
I know it was.
Piece of shit. We have a shark that's not made for pet hair, and it was amazing. No, now you have a shark made for pet hair.
That one's made for pet hair, too.
Whatever.
This is just like the...
You ruined my fucking argument.
2.0 version.
Way to be a dick.
No, I'm just saying it was made for pet hair, and it's a good vacuum. It's just we're kind of picky.
Yeah. Yeah.
About our vacuums. I wouldn't say that it's not a good one. It may be perfect for someone that likes to vacuum every single day of their life, but I do not vacuum every single day of my life. I do not have time like that. If I...
Yeah, he's like sprawled out.
Alice is?
Yeah, he's got his front paws pushing on the table.
You're a cute little baby.
Little bastard.
He's a cute little baby.
Brownfoot.
What?
Brownfoot.
How is he brownfoot?
Because he's all black and he's got brown between his toes. Little brown feet.
So what is Axel?
I don't know.
Cho, what are you?
Axel's just Axel.
You're every color under the sun.
So he's like every color of German Shepherd possible.
You're every color under the sun.
He's starting to get gray.
He's been gray. Don't talk about him like that.
He's an old man.
Cho.
Deservingly, he's an old man.
Spry little whippersnapper. Oh, hey. He looks like he just came off a bender. Oh. I wish you could see your dog right now.
What's up, bro?
I wish people could see your dog.
I don't know. I was actually thinking a lot about the last time. We were talking about we should have a video camera set up in here. We should have a video camera set up in here.
Yeah, because it's just funny, the stuff that we do. I think Atlas might need to poop. So we might need to take a break.
He's been out for like 4 times.
No, he was out twice.
Yeah,
and
he
was distracted because we were trying to move our plants.
Yeah, he was trying to eat compost.
He was eating compost. That's like when they used to do the manure on the fields and it would be in the roads. I'd have to fight him so hard on our walks not eat the manure.
Quit eating cow poop.
Which is disgusting because then his mouth smelled bad. Quit. But I'm going to take him out to go poop. So can we please take a break?
Okay, we'll take a break. Kay. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. Dog's in a poop.
Nope, Atlas just was crying to cry.
Typical. You know.
The typical. Oh, now he's going to get in the
kennel. Yeah, now he's going to get in the kennel. I don't know. Since we've been on the subject, this like most of this podcast about me and my expensive habits and hobbies, like you've done it. A great job at, like, you run our finances.
Completely. Now I do. That should be part of this topic, too. Because a lot of people talk about it in, like, how, as a dude, you let go.
Oh, yeah. It took me, when you came up to me and said, hey, I want to take over the finances, I was like, fuck that. I was like, I do just fine. I can do whatever we want to do.
And Kevin's just fine shit. Was like,
I got all of our shit handled.
Oh, shit. I got to pay that?
Yeah. You took over our finances, and you've done it like a phenomenal job with it.
Axel just like randomly just They're both getting in the kennel that's made for just one dog.
But anyways, like you do a great job at budgeting. You literally run all of our finances. Like I just go to work, make money. And that's it.
As long as money's coming, that's all I care about.
But, I mean, you do all of our budgeting.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm trying to think. Dave Ramsey, I don't know what other one there is. So, like, a lot of people like the Dave Ramsey one.
Yeah, which
after looking into it, I mean, he basically is like, how does it go?
I've heard he's really good, but at the same time, I've heard that his main focus is like pay off one thing.
How he does it is, let me find it real quick. Where is it? I know it's like he starts it as you do an emergency fund of $1,000, which in all reality, $1,000 is not that hard to do, and, you know, $1,000 is for most people like your deductible if you had something come up with insurance or what else is there? Like,
we got so much shit.
What? Are you even listening to me?
No, I'm not. I'm just off
my own world. That just didn't make sense.
No,
so like $1,000 is your deductible. For most people, it's $500 to $1,000 on your house, cars.
It's pretty much your house and cars.
If you had a medical emergency, $1,000 would cover not everything, but some. Most places you can put in, do payment plans for.
Yeah.
But, like, when I went to the hospital, you know, it was, like, $4,000, and that hit my side of the deductible. But Dave Ramsey's, save $1,000 for your starter emergency fund, pay off all your debt, except your house using the snowball method, and then save 3 to 6 months in expenses, invest 15% of your household income, save your child's college, pay off your home early, and then build wealth and give. So $1,000 makes sense.
Yeah.
To me. And then the snowball method, not necessarily is a snowball method best for everybody. So there's a online calculator thing that you can do, and it will determine if you should pay off the avalanche method, which the avalanche method is your highest.
Yeah.
So like whatever is your highest debt or whatever, you pay that off first. And then snowball method doesn't matter about the interest rate or anything like that. You're just paying off your smallest debt first, and then putting, when you pay that off, you put the minimum payment towards the next one and the next one and the next one. But not necessarily is that the best method for everybody. For our debt, I say yes. Snowball method works.
Yeah.
But that's because a lot of our interest rates are about the same, so it doesn't really matter either way. But like our Coors credit cards they're easy.
Yeah.
Like even if I maxed out my credit card, which is only $1,500, the minimum payment is still $28 a month.
And mine was doing really good till I had to get tires.
Yeah, because we didn't think about that. But
that's the thing with you. That's the thing with your budgeting though. It's like, you know, my plate's gonna cost $800. You've got that budgeted and set aside. Like I was talking to you about the oil change on my truck that I need to do here in a little bit, and you know, I was asking you, like, how do you want to pay for this? What do you want to do? And you're like, oh, I've already got that budget. I got that money set aside.
That's the thing is I didn't think about, like, you just don't think about tires and oil changes and windshield wipers and all this stuff. And then it's like you don't set money aside at all.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, well, you say you have to put it on a credit card. So then you put it on a credit card and then you just have to pay it off, which kind of sucks. But
I think
for us, like, now, especially, I take money outside out weekly or biweekly or whatever, like $20 or $40 or $60 weekly or biweekly, because your pay and my pay is different. So, and then set it aside, and it's like simply adds up, like $20 a week or whatever adds up quickly.
Yeah.
Like next thing you know, you have $200, and you're like, I just started saving for that. Which is like setting aside, like, I don't know. Dave Ramsey's every dollar thing is like how he has you budget. So it's like all your transactions come in, you budget, and it's really hard to use. But that didn't work for me. The envelope method, which is basically you never use anything except cash, that doesn't work for me because I don't want to go to the bank all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to manually do this. Like, I don't want to write it down on a piece of paper. And, like, basically do, what's, like, the checkbook?
Balance.
Yeah, so, like, basically you do that on a sheet. That doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
So.
none of it works for me.
None of it works for Kevin. But.
I got money. I use it.
But now since, like, we don't have Excel bill, or not Excel. It is Excel bill. We do have an energy bill, but we don't have
But it's like a gas. Third of what our Excel bill was.
Yeah, but we don't have a gas bill. So, like, for us, we have to save up for propane. And if we're not saving for propane, then it would be something you'd have to put on a credit card when it comes around because you didn't save for it. So,
and it's like, I think we're going to average probably $500 a time, $550.
Well, I figure I save $85 a month, if not more.
which is probably about the going rate of the propane.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about if we were to be paying a bill for gas or propane, it would probably be that. Because our electrical bill and our gas at our old house was like 100 and something.
That's why I laugh at your like Excel spreadsheet thing you got going on. Like I'll walk in out of the office every once in a while and you have that thing open and I'm just like, I just see a bunch of reds, greens, yellows, different colors. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, because I have a color coded for like my responsibilities and like your responsibilities and joint responsibilities. And then it goes a certain color when it's paid. And then there's red when it's taken out. And there's just whatever color it stays, whatever color when.
Yeah.
Or like,
I'm just saying,
a lot of the times, like for your checks, you get paid twice a month. And half the time, one of those is going to the next month to pay our house.
Yeah.
And then, so it's always kind of weird to be like, okay, did I put that money aside or did I not put that money aside?
It's so hard for you to budget with my paychecks because I'd like never make the exact same amount of money. Like I have like a 6-day check or overtime. I got this, I got that. Like my checks always fluctuate like so much.
One time it's like $1,900 and the next time it's like $5,000. And you're like, how does this make any sense? Like no, there's no set. And then people are like, you just budget for the lowest expected amount. And I'm like, I can't even tell you what the lowest expected amount would be. Like, if I gave you a lowest expected amount, it would be ridiculously far off.
I think probably the lowest expected amount would be like $1,900. That's about a 6-day check.
I don't know. I just have given up. I just figure out, like, in the little budget sheet, I pick the things that, like, have to be paid, like the house, that. And then, like, I set money aside for groceries, gas, dog food, stuff like that. So I just basically go with the things that I can't avoid and then whatever else you can pay with it, like, sweet.
I just feel like sometimes I should just always take vacation.
I was like, why?
Because when you look at my paychecks, you look at the vacation hours paid out, and it's like, okay, we were on vacation for this long. I used 1 week of vacation. And that 1 week of vacation per hour, I was making like $55 an hour on vacation.
Yeah, which is crazy.
It's awesome.
And then, like, normally you make like 30 something.
37.12. Just so the world wants to know.
How much money Kevin makes is 37.12. And if you want to figure out how much he actually brings in based on his hours, who knows? Because it's impossible to track how they do it.
I essentially work 6 months out of the year. But there's overtime.
But there's like overtime. Random overtime, unscheduled overtime, meetings. Scheduled overtime, meetings, regular time. I've tried to look at it on ADP, and I'm like, I have no.
Impossible.
I have no idea.
Impossible.
No idea.
So I was laughing. We were buying the house. And we were talking with, what's his name?
Justin.
Mm-hmm. He's like, well, what's your average? It's like, dude, here's my last like 3 months pay stubs. Figure it out. Godspeed, brother.
Put all the numbers together. Figure out the average.
He just looked at it and was like, can I have your last pay stub for the year? Like, yeah, here you go. He's like, all right, we'll just go off of this.
I don't know. No one knows. I don't know. They don't know. It just would be cool if they could have like a set amount to make it easy to budget, because budgeting isn't easy in the first place. I can't talk.
Well, I mean, you can technically budget mine, because you can just do what I make per hour times 2,080 hours, which is the average amount of hours worked in a year. And that is like my absolute minimum base pay for the year if I worked zero overtime.
Yeah, but that's just, I just don't like doing that. I would just rather know when I, because like we can know on a Thursday before you get paid. So then it's like I can figure it out from there and then I don't have to fight it. Because otherwise I feel like I'm fighting it. But
I think you're always going to fight it.
I don't feel like I'm fighting it when I just know. If I don't know, then I feel like I'm fighting it. So I stopped doing that. But like, I don't know. I just feel like there's no one set way to budget. Like not every budget is going to work for one person. I feel like the Dave Ramsey method does have good portions of it, but I'm not going to pay off my house and then give money away.
I think essentially the best budget's what works for you.
Yeah. But also like not a lot, you know what I mean? Like you can buy, like there's the, oh God, what's she called? I just know it's TBM, but it's like a budgeting mom. I can't remember what her name is, but I follow her on Instagram, and some of like her methods work, but like as far as like, I don't know. I don't do the cash method. I can't do the cash method.
Yeah. We've tried the cash method by like just having like the jars on top of our dresser.
No, I mean, she straight up like you take money out and you only run off cash.
Yeah.
You never use a credit card and you never use a debit card.
I'm just saying.
So that just doesn't work for me. I just find it easier to put it in. So like our credit union is probably like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Yeah.
But we have one for like the dogs, the cars, the house, the propane, then our normal stuff, then holidays and vacations. Like we're just constantly putting money in all these different
19 savings accounts.
Yeah, accounts. And they're probably like, what are you guys doing? But it's the easiest.
They're probably laughing the hardest at the dogs.
I mean, the dogs should have one too. Like what happens if something happens to the dogs or you need to plan for their shots?
They're probably just like
a dental.
Yeah. That do it.
That's rude.
Pull it out.
You gotta plan for the things that you don't normally plan for. Because then if not, you're putting it on a credit card or you're just diving into your savings. Who wants to dive into their savings?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What?
Quit looking at stuff.
I'm not looking at anything.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I am.
Quit looking at stuff.
I'm looking at a table.
No, because you're not a good podcaster.
I was in the middle of saying something, and then you interrupted me, and now I don't know what the hell I was going to say.
Yeah, because you're Googling stuff. You don't need to be Googling.
No, because I want to change our podcast table. I'm sorry. I want to. We either have your dad make us a new table, or we're buying a new table.
Well, you can just get over it for right now. This works just fine.
For you, not for me.
You're fine.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out on the inside.
You're fine.
Oh, my God, man.
But anywho, yeah, that's our budgeting stuff. I just, good job, Alice.
Just run straight into the door.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little bit crazy about budgeting, but.
I don't know. I think you need to be because, I mean. I never budgeted, but I literally lived paycheck to paycheck.
And some. Kevin would be like,
I'm broke, bitch.
I literally have no money. I don't know how I forgot to pay this. And I'd be like, well, okay, let's figure this out.
And now you control all of our finances and we're good.
And we pay our bills on time and sometimes even on time.
Well, both of our cards are a month or two early.
No.
We're ahead.
I mean, no.
My truck was for a long time. Unless you fucked that up.
No. Oh. I don't think your truck was. I mean, it was for a short period of time, but I don't think it was that long. My car's always been the one that's been ahead.
Yeah, because I bought my truck and then I sold it. So then when I traded in my old truck and bought my truck, I had the payment for that sitting there. So I turned around and paid my truck before. I paid it twice before the first payment.
It hasn't been that way in a long time. Because I would rather put the money in savings, so I haven't done it.
Go. Got his ball on the table. I don't know if you can reach it.
Nope.
I love it. No attempt.
You can. You're almost touching it right now.
Just no attempt.
I couldn't have reached it.
You just look at it.
I would have to get up out of the chair.
That's how you look at it. You're like, nope.
I like how Axel just comes out of the cage.
Hey.
Stop. Stop being crazy. Really, you guys are killing me. You're killing me.
Fucking dogs. Ow, that was my toe you just bit.
A lot of people ask us about our budgeting and how we do it, and we're probably going to go more in depth. But
that wasn't very planned out.
No, it was kind of sporadic and all over the place. But
yeah, you're out with the dogs watching them try to go poop, and you're like, budget.
What? Just people always ask me about it. I was like, what do you do? How do you do this?
People always ask me how beer cans made.
But anywho, basically we just set money aside as best we can.
I don't think there's anything we.
Okay, I set money aside as best I can. Sometimes, you know, I just like to pay. I just am crazy about paying things like as far in advance as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Like, if I could be a month ahead on every single bill I had, that would be the business.
I wish you could be a month ahead on a house.
Huh? I just don't know how that works, because, like...
You can't.
Dan said that, like, for his truck payment, that he couldn't pay it ahead. Like, it would just be like, your next payment's due this same date.
Yeah, it's because there's some loans that don't allow early payoff. So paying a payment ahead of time is classified as early payoff.
Well, his loan wasn't that way, but his bank, I think, was that way. So I don't know. But, like, our bank, if, like, I made a payment today and then I want to make a payment on the due date, it would be paying it ahead. So I would be a month ahead, which is super cool. But they're like that with their credit card.
Yeah.
But, like, Chase is weird. Chase is, like, if you pay Chase, it will show, like, the due date is the same due date, but it will say, like, the balance of the due, like, for your due date is zero. So I'm like, do I still have to pay or do I not have to pay? Because it hasn't changed the due date. It's not due anymore. It just says zero. So it's just always confusing, but.
Chase is weird like that, though. Well, that's where the whole conversation you were having a couple hours ago about why we left Chase.
Yeah, minus, like, our credit cards.
Well, just
my credit card and then our joint credit card.
The bank itself sucks.
Yeah, but their credit card stuff is great. Just don't try and have a savings or checking account with them, because they want, like, consistently $5,000 or X amount. Or you pay $12 a month, which is insane. Because then I open that bank account at TBK.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. There's no minimum. There's no fees. There's no nothing. The only thing that I have to worry about is if I have a zero balance for 30 days, it will close my account automatically.
That should be a good part of your budgeting. Find a bank that works for you.
Yeah, find a bank that works for you. Chase is not the best.
They're not Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is by far the worst fucking banking franchise in the world.
I don't know.
They're always in trouble for shit. Always.
I don't know.
They got in a bunch of trouble like 2 years ago for overdraft fees and shit. Wells Fargo's a fucked up organization.
I don't know. I think I've only had U.S. Bank and Chase.
I've had Chase and
U.S. Coors. Bank wasn't bad. Well, I mean, I have Coors now, but U.S. Bank wasn't bad. It just, like, wasn't great. And then Chase just sucked. They just were assholes all the time.
Chase is terrible.
And Coors, we love Coors, obviously.
Yeah.
But
there was a point in time where Coors owned our entire lives.
Literally. They still own about...
They own about 80%.
Yeah, 80-90% of everything we have. But that TBK, I don't think I've ever really heard of them before, but they were really nice. She gave me her card and she's like, just call me or email me if you want to, if you got any questions. And I was like, okay, thanks. I don't have any questions.
She can't be as nice as Rosie at Coors.
Rosie at Coors is the best. I don't even know if Rosie is still there.
I don't know.
I think she switched out of the loan department. She was in another department because remember we went to buy her truck and we were like, no. But she still helped us anyways.
Yeah, Rosie was
like,
awesome.
She was still helping us with the loan because the one lady was like screwed a bunch of stuff up.
She fucked.
And it was terrible trying to get your truck.
Yeah, she fucking.
And then we turned around and got my car like right after.
Yeah, Rosie was just like, what are you guys doing? Like,
we're just buying all the things at once.
I wanted a new truck. She wants a new car.
I just wanted to go back. I wanted to go back to a car. SUV was all right, but I just did more.
You wanted
to
go back
person.
To a manual.
But I wanted to also go back to a car. Yeah. I mean, I could have picked probably a manual SUV. I don't know what.
No, an Xterra.
Okay. Something
That's
like
about
that.
It.
Does 4Runner make a manual?
I don't know if they do anymore.
I don't think they do anymore.
I wouldn't let you buy a Toyota.
I wouldn't
anyways.
Buy a fucking 4Runner anyways, but yeah.
I'd be like, if you're buying any Toyota, you're buying a Tacoma. Other than that, fuck Toyota. Fuck a car company that has problems with their throttle bodies and they try blaming it on solar flares. Because they're so unwilling to admit they made a faulty product. Like,
they're
fuck you,
unwilling
Toyota.
To admit that they made shit.
Fucking Toyota.
I just don't like Toyota.
Yeah,
I wouldn't own a Toyota.
I think that's the biggest
even
reason
if someone
why like,
gave
I
it
hate
to me.
Toyota now.
Even if someone
I
gave it
Toyota.
To me, though, I wouldn't. The only thing I can say that I've seen good about Toyota is when that fire happened in California and the guy had that brand new Tundra and he like drove it into the fire to get people out and
yeah,
it like completely melted his
truck. I don't
see
any manufacturer not doing that.
I know that, but I'm saying that's the only thing I've ever seen good from them. Not saying that other people haven't done it. That's the only thing I've ever seen good come out of Toyota. Like, here's a new truck. They gave him a brand new truck, which is cool. I'm not saying Ford or other people wouldn't do that, but I'm just saying that's I've seen think, them do that, and that was good.
I think Ford would, like, if I think if the dude had an F-150 and that happened, Ford would be like, shit, here's an F-350. You need a bigger, better truck.
Here's a Laramie? Is that the
No, that's mine.
What's the?
Lariat.
Lariat. I was like, I always get them confused because they're literally like the exact same name, just a couple.
No, at least with a Lariat, it's like half loaded. Laramie's fully loaded.
I'm just saying, whatever the highest package is that they have in the trucks, if they were like, here is this and an F-350, that'd be pretty cool. Here's a truck and a Mustang.
I bet Ford would do it.
Probably.
I mean, Ford's like, I don't know, man. They're one of the great. They've got to be the greatest automotive manufacturer out there.
I think they are.
And that's coming from like us. Neither one of us own a Ford.
No, but I grew up with Fords.
I grew up with Dodges. I still own Dodges.
I grew up with Fords.
But I still really want an F-250. I think that truck is just beautiful. Beautiful truck.
$9 million.
Yeah, but $9 million.
But it's crazy because their trucks are like $9 million, but most of their cars are pretty reasonable.
Yeah, which is
my mom bought her car and her payment was reasonable. It was 0% interest and she got like 10 free oil changes with the car.
And they don't make it anymore.
Her car?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Ford Mondeo / Ford Fusion in the United States. They don't make them anymore.
Why are they not making them anymore?
I don't know. I still don't know.
I thought that was their top selling car.
Ford Mondeo in Europe, like since they brought that car out in the 60s, was probably Ford's best selling car in Europe. And they still sold pretty well in Europe, but I think they started losing a little bit of their market share in Ford or in Europe. And then it was the Fusion here. The Fusions, I thought, sold fantastic here. You see them all over the damn place.
I thought there was something online that said that was like their number one selling, like,
car.
Standard car.
Yeah. I don't know why they stopped making them.
Outside of that, I think.
I don't understand how companies like Ford quit making a car that sells. And you have companies like GM, which is GM, GMC, and Chevy. And they make the same fucking car across three different model lines. And they wonder why, like, they needed to be, they like, minus unions, they wonder why the automotive industry in the United States failed. Like, you have one car manufacturer that makes three cars across the same fucking platform, charges three different prices for them, and it's all the same fucking thing. Like, how are you not destined to fail?
I don't know.
I've never understood that about GM.
All I know is I'm still going to be pretty sad, no matter what, that Audi does not make a manual anymore.
Yeah, there's not really a big market share anymore.
No, but I just like manuals. Like, if you've ever driven a manual.
Yeah, my Audi was a manual.
Yeah, if you've ever driven a manual, like, there's nothing better than that feeling of being able to, like.
So I still laugh at that meme. Mm. It's floating around the internet, and it's like, sorry, car thieves. And it's just a picture of the stick shift.
Well,
because
like
people
the,
don't know how to drive
it's like
manuals
that
anymore.
Jetta commercial or whatever.
Yeah.
When he's like, you're leaving your car unlocked? Yeah, it's a manual. And then it's like, wait, what?
Which is funny because Jettas have always, like, not Jetta, Volkswagen's always kind of, like, tried to sell to the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just hurt yourself there.
But you
granted,
like, hey,
at the same
you
time,
suckas,
like, it's really interesting
drive.
The amount of millennials who have no urge to drive. Mm-hmm. Like, there's millennials out there, like, they're not even getting a driver's license.
Yeah. Just,
they don't
Uber.
They have no urge to own a car. But, I mean, like, I don't, yeah, I mean, you got rideshare programs. I mean, if you live in the Denver metro area, you got RTD and stuff like that. I mean, which is cool. Use it.
Yeah, but some of them,
they're
like,
I got my fucking driver's license the day I turned 16.
Me too. But there's like some people that are like, I just don't want to drive because like I'm too lazy. And then there's other people that are just like, I want to save the earth or whatever. And that's cool. But
yeah, you want to save the earth by buying an electric car that has a lithium ion battery.
No, I mean, they don't.
That
no,
a
they
mountain
don't.
Is literally torn down.
They don't to buy anything battery. At all. They ride RTD and like Uber and shit. Yeah. Which it's like you're still putting your impact on the earth because you're Ubering, but whatever.
You want to quit putting your impact on the earth? Quit eating cow. Don't be vegetarian.
No.
Just quit eating cow.
I can't not eat a cow.
I know.
Do you know
like
how
I
good
said,
a steak was
like,
the other night?
Like I said last night, and I made corned beef. I was like, I fucking hate cows as animals, but goddamn, they're delicious.
They are delicious. Like I said, I don't even, like, dinner tonight. as soon as we are done with this, I'm going to go warm up a plate of the corned beef, potatoes, and another freaking salad with some walnuts on it, and I'm going to murder it. And again. I'm going to go edit.
Again.
I'm literally like, I'm like a little broken record. I just do the same shit over and over again.
Hey, you are the epitome of Groundhog Day.
Don't be mean to me.
I'm just saying. You go to bed and wake up and the same fucking thing.
You know.
Go to bed, wake up, same fucking thing.
I'm a routiner here.
Routiner.
Yeah, I don't know what to call it. I don't know what to call it. When you get in a routine, it's hard to, like, not be in a routine.
Yeah, I'm in a routine. I got two to 4 days off. I work 4 to 6 days, sometimes 12 days straight.
You've only worked 12 days straight one time.
I've worked it a couple of times. There's just been meetings every time. One. I went to San Francisco last year. That was 12 days straight.
You're in San Francisco. You got to go cool places. You got your dinners paid for and all that stuff. So
the whole trip was paid for, and I was getting paid.
Did you like that? Yeah. Sounded really good, actually.
Yeah, the whole trip was paid for, and I was getting paid.
Yeah, I know.
Then I went to Virginia a couple months later. Same thing.
Does that happen again?
What?
That kind of trip stuff happen again? Like, are you gonna do that?
Virginia only happens every once in a while. It's like every couple of years.
So are you going to go and work travel again? Is what?
Yeah, it's probably inevitable. At some point in time.
Can I hand your suitcase this time?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably. Sweet.
By my supervisor, they have to send me to somewhere.
Okay, that's exciting.
I don't remember where it is, but they have to send you out. They send you out there for a couple of days for HR training.
I thought that.
Learn how to talk to people.
I thought it was Virginia.
I don't know. I don't remember where Aaron went. I just love how they send you out there to learn how to talk to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. The do's and don'ts of being a supervisor. Gotta watch yourself with all the snowflakes. You can't yell at people anymore. I yell at people all the time, though.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
That's how it is nowadays. It's weird.
People are too sensitive nowadays.
They are.
Speaking of... People are too sensitive.
People are way too sensitive.
Being so sensitive. Why are you so sensitive? Yeah. You know, back in the day, if I got called a cracker, even today, if I got called a cracker, I ain't mad.
No, I just turn around like, I'm salty and delicious, bitch.
I'm a cracker and I know it and own it, you know? It's like if you just get called names, just like own it and just.
I think people started beginning. Becoming sensitive, and they stopped and handed out like first and second place trophies. And everyone just got participation ribbons.
Probably, which is BS. Mm. Like, there's no competition in life anymore. Like, I guess there is, but like.
Well, it's the funny part is they don't teach you competition in school anymore. They just teach you just, you're out there, you're perfect. You're a perfect little snowball. Fuck that, dude. Real world
go
is
be a
cutthroat,
badass.
Man.
Go be a badass.
Like, it is a cutthroat fucking world.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, like, I don't know. I just think back to high school. Like, I hated high school. This is the stupidest thing ever. And I just didn't, I mean, I talked to, like, people, and I had, like, my small group of people, and I was universally nice to everyone, but, like, people just didn't fuck with me because I just, like, knew. I just knew. Like, I knew myself. I wasn't scared, like.
I knew how to fuck you up.
Yeah, I probably would if I needed to, but as long as they hit first, okay? Dad said if they hit first, it's cool.
Yeah,
game
they
on.
Hit first, it's self-defense. Man.
Game on. But back then, even if you defended yourself, you still got expelled, so.
Yeah, I remember when I was in school, like, if you got in a fight, you got separated.
Yeah, no, expel. No, they expel you. No. But, yeah, I don't know. Just know who you are. Why is it that hard? To know who you are.
It's not. It's hard now because of shit like Instagram and Facebook and social media.
I don't even care.
It's harder for the younger generation to like really discover and find themselves when all they look at is fake.
I mean, I don't disagree there. I just like, don't be worried about the Instagram likes or what you're doing all the time. Like I've said before, I'm the worst at social media. Like I'm good on the business side. Like, I'm the worst. I still suck at posting. I don't story. Like, I don't go to a session to take pictures and be like, let me pull out my phone and story this. It does not cross my mind. Like, I literally don't even think that I have a phone in my pocket when I'm there, unless I have to like refer to the time or like something that the client's asking about. But like, I straight up don't take my phone out because it's like work time.
I'm the worst with social media. Sorry.
It's work time. But
I have an Instagram account and that's it.
Someone was being at the wedding. I can't remember who said it to me. Someone was like, you look nice in glasses. And you know how I am with compliments.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. Yeah. But I actually had a comeback and I was like, I look nice in everything. And then I walked away and I was like, maybe that was a little bit too confident, but I'm going to go with it.
Like I've said for years, there's a difference between confidence and cocky. Mm-hmm. There's a fine line between the two, but there is a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference. But don't just walk around being a little cocky bag. You know, if like someone tosses you a comment, I was thinking Instagram.
I always get the weirdest comments.
Why?
Because like we were in Atmosphere at Red Rocks last year. Whatever.
I don't remember.
Dude standing next to me just looked over and like tapped me on the shoulder and then like looked over and he's like, hey. Just like sat there and like smiled and nodded and I was like, what's up, dude? He's like, nice beard.
Yeah, but like,
thanks, bro. Like, we came back from back in New Mexico and we stopped at that Chick-fil-A in Colorado Springs. And we swapped so you can go to the bathroom. Uh-huh. Even that little fucking kid behind the counter was like, nice beard, bro.
Yeah, because like,
thanks.
It's like dudes get jealous or they're just like, they have one. And so it's like this weird unspoken clan. You know, like Subarus and Jeeps and motorcycles, how they're like, they flash a sign in each other.
I've never seen
like,
that Subarus, but I've seen them Jeeps.
I get it all the time. I get it all the time. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, what's up? And it's like this unspoken thing. And I forget about it because it's not like I'm not throwing signs at other Subarus. It's just like, you look nice over there.
I forget to have a beard a lot, though. Because like that kid behind the counter was like, hey, nice beard, bro. And I was like.
Yeah, but some people get like super weird about it.
It looked like shit, too. Because like we've been driving and it was all like raggedy.
For like 9 hours, 8 hours, something like that. Quit, Atlas.
It's like, thanks, man. It's like nice hair because he did. He had good hair.
I don't know. Like, people just like hair. Get weird about it. The thing about compliments is like, if you want to tell me like, oh, you're really pretty. I'm like, thanks. And then like people are like, nah, like you're really pretty with that red. And then it's like, it's weird. It's weird now. You crossed a line. Just stop. Or like when people.
No, he just dropped his ball in the laundry basket. He's not going to find it. Sorry.
I like how he's just like he's like a human.
Yeah,
hey guys, you see any bunnies out there? But yeah, if you're like an attractive person and someone wants to hit on you and like it's cool, but if I'm not digging it, then stop. Like, why do you continue?
I think it's because people just don't know.
I don't know.
They don't know.
If you're in public and you see me, just don't hit on me because it never goes well. Alice.
It is pretty entertaining though.
No, it never goes well. I just like don't say anything back or I'm a complete asshole.
I was like when you're just a complete asshole.
I do too.
That's my favorite.
Alice, quit. Leave my camera stuff
alone.
He
wants your props. He wants to wear a hat again. He wants to wear the elf hat.
No, we have to try and eat it. He needs a little shit hat on.
Yeah.
He just like how he flings the door open. I'm going to go in.
He's a little poo hat again. He's looking for his ball. I don't know where he went.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Like I said, people are snowflakes. It's unfortunate.
People are too sensitive. Don't be sensitive. Know who you are. Know what's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be in control of yourself. It ain't that hard.
Hmm?
Like, be in control of yourself. Like, you control what you feel. Like, if you are confident, you control that. No one else controls that for you.
Oh, okay. Stop. I was wondering where the hell you're going with that. I was like, what?
You control it, like, you control you.
No, yeah, yeah.
That's, like, what I say with anxiety is, like, a lot of people get anxiety.
So I laugh at bullies.
But, like, just control you. Just, like, control yourself. Just sit down and be like, okay, I got this.
So I laugh at bullies. Why? I remember, like, being in, like, elementary school, got bullied. And it's, like, you're just a bully because you're insecure.
And that's so true. That's such a true thing. What's that song?
Fuck if I know.
It's by Bring Me the Horizon.
I just think it's funny though. Like it's, you know, it, you look at that STEM shooting that just mm-hmm. happened where the school where Britney's kids go to. Mm-hmm. Like Brie. The whole
Britney. I was Brie. Like, who the hell's Britney?
the whole reason that fucking shooting even happened is one of them's a trans and he's getting picked on. Like, who gives a fuck what people think?
Yeah, but it's also
just
like,
be you, man.
Just do you. Just you do you.
Like, what people think about you does not dictate your day-to-day life.
No, but people take it, like, way too
I know. It's if you honestly, if you ask me, it's because of fucking social media. Because everyone's out there looking for acceptance from people. And it's like, why? Why? Why do you have to be accepted by people? Why do you have to be accepted by people you don't even fucking know? Okay. Accept yourself. Run around. Do your thing. Be cool.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, like, why do you need someone else's approval?
I don't know. I need your approval because you're my wife.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of that song.
I mean, you had to approve of me to marry me.
It's like Hated Who You Are. God, stop. Why can you not figure out the song right now?
Do you realize if you go to iTunes and you Google, like you can type in lyrics and it'll tell you what song it is? That's why iTunes is awesome. Get awesome away.
God, what is that song? This is going to drive me insane. To be hated for.
I mean, I guess at the same time, though. Like, we are social creatures.
It's Hated by Beartooth. And
oh.
It's in the lyrics, it says, who knew you'd be hated for
being who you are?
Being who you are and be a big target for all the insecure, mm-hmm. which in those two lines are so true.
Yeah. But I guess at the same time, like, we are social creatures. Like, we talk about this a lot when one of my meetings, like, we are social creatures. Like, we do look to each other for acceptance a lot. It's just kind of natural. We form that pack mentality, but like, do it with the people you know.
Yeah.
The people that are like close to you, the people that are direct to you. Like, don't look around for acceptance from strangers.
No, but even like with that, like I've experienced being hated for absolutely no reason. Like I'm hated
by people at work who've never fucking worked with me.
Yeah, but I've been hated by people because of like certain things I do, like pictures or the fact that like I pretty well have my shit together at a younger age. Like I've been hated for that, and which is insane, but I don't let it bother me. It's like, cool, sorry, you know, but like I was talking about with Sam the other day, it's like you make the decisions you make to be where you are. Yeah. So if you're unhappy with like the house you're in or the job you're at or the fact that you don't have money, like change it, go change it.
Well, the thing is like, I'm like, there's people at work that hate me and like, they hate me based off what other people say about me. Cause like I said, there's a fine line between cocky and confident. Like I'm confident in what I do. I know I do a good job at it. I know I have a lot to learn from it. And like, there's still a lot I need to do. But with what I do know, I'm confident. So I kind of walk around cocky-ish. But there's people out there, like, they hate me. I'm like, they tell me, oh, this guy hates you. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Which is always funny because generally those
hate
people.
Hate me if you want. I don't care.
Generally those people hate you and then they meet you and they're like your best freaking friend.
No, the funny part is there's a chick that works in Lumitech. Her name's Anita.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, I've been on BD crew for 5 years. So she's always walked past me and always seen me. And it took up until like 5 months ago, when they took over one of my maintainers. And then, like, I walked up to her and I was talking to her. And like, a couple months later, she was like, you know, I'm not going to lie. She's like, I always thought you were an asshole. And I was like, well, why do you think that? She's like, because you always just walk around here like angry looking. And I was like, well, we wear earplugs all day. It's a fucking factory. Like, I'm not going to walk around with a smile. And she's like, well, you know, the past couple conversations I've had with you, she's like, you're a really nice guy, actually. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I know I am.
I am a nice guy.
I just can be an asshole.
Well, I can be a huge asshole, but for the most part, I'm a nice guy.
I'm aware. Sometimes it makes me super mad.
I just think it's funny. She would tell her wife that there's a guy that she works with that's an asshole. it's like there's a lot of assholes at work.
There's people I work with that have been assholes.
Like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, I walk around, like, looking angry all the time. Like I said, I work in a factory. Like, you're left to your own devices. So, like, I'm walking around, and, like, I just have my own, like, my own thoughts in my own head. I'm not carrying a conversation with someone because I can't.
We've had this conversation before. Like, when people see me out and about and I'm, like, doing my thing, I'm very determined in what I'm doing. Like, I'm not messing around. Like, I always just, like, look super freaking mad. And then people are like, nope,
I was gonna say, not going to talk to her. Say, people always look at you and go, oh, that's nice. They let her out. She's doing good for herself. That's a good way to treat a specially person.
Fuck you. Fuck you. F you.
You love me.
No, I'm just saying, like, people, like, we were talking about this the other day. Like, I'm a firm believer, especially as a female, that, like, people, I shouldn't say, I'm not saying just men, but, like, men and women, not always just men, but they don't mess with you when you know what's up. Like, when you're determined in your ways, like, you know where you are, where you're going, what you're doing. People don't mess with you.
Yeah, that's why, like, I laughed and I worked for Safelite because the owner, I guess, like, the old owner of Elite before they merged, he made a company policy to cover up your tattoos. And he hated me because my tattoos, my piercings.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, you're working Boulder. So blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, how I look doesn't determine who I am.
No.
And, like, every single person, what I mean, they don't give a shit. Like, I'd approach them respectfully and say, like, hi, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. Be a nice guy. Be a nice person. Approach them professionally and talk to them professionally. They give a shit about my tattoos and my piercings.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't actually, like, look at that. They don't see that. Yeah, like, they don't see it. Him. They'll look at you, but, like, they don't see it. And then they're like, oh, whoa. But generally, like, people are honestly scared, generally, of people that have tattoos or, like, different. Like, I definitely have noticed, like,
I have a fucking robot and a lightsaber on my finger. You got nothing to be scared about.
I'm just saying, people are scared of tattoos. Like, people with tattoos. They just automatically assume, like, we're here to stab you and take all your money. Which is not true, because, like, we're just not like that. We're cool.
Yeah, we're like, but Vikings. We're here to rape and pillage.
They really. Yeah. They always just assume, based off, like, oh, this chick's got red hair and tattoos. She's living on the edge. So we shouldn't trust her. She might stab us and take our money.
She's got nice cameras, though. And she's really pretty.
Yeah, she's not got nice cameras. I'm going to steal that shit.
I'm going to steal that shit.
Looking at her like, I saw her leave that camera in the car. I'm going to go get it. And that's why I'm a Nazi about leaving camera stuff in the car, because there's a huge thing in Fort Collins right now. We're not in Fort Collins, but we're close to Fort Collins.
Yeah, but it's all smash and grab.
But, no, people will, like, so I'll go to a park. Say I go to a park. Put my car in park. I get out.
Yeah, people watch that. They watch that.
Shh.
I'm just saying.
No. No. It's like, people will go to parks and they'll either watch you while you're at the park, or what they will do is they'll, like, case you out at the park and then follow you, or say, like, I got out in my car, but I left, like, some of my camera gear in there, and they'll smash it and grab it, like you're saying, smash and grab, and then I'm left with only some camera stuff.
Yeah, it's all kind of opportunity.
But that's why I'm a Nazi. I don't leave that stuff in the car.
Yeah, but there's also a big thing, though, that, like, some people that break into cars, they watch people pulling into parking lots and they watch for them to, like, move stuff around and hide stuff. It's like, oh, there's something valuable in that car. Like, if you straight up just pull into a parking lot and get out of your car, it's like, meh. There's nothing of value in that car. But if you spend 5 minutes fucking moving backpacks and camera and shit around, they're like, oh, there's something important and valuable in that car. Yeah, but that's why I'm a Nazi
about it. And I don't move stuff and I don't really, like, be crazy about it. I either just have it already covered and ready to go, and then we get out of the truck, or it's coming with me. Like, especially when we travel.
It comes with you a lot.
Yeah, but especially when we travel, it literally doesn't leave me.
That's the funniest part when we travel. It's like, we will fucking check everything. And then, like, we will sacrifice our own personal comforts.
We will sacrifice our lives.
Because we carry our cameras with us on the plane. Like, yeah. I do not trust my shit to some.
No.
Like, dude.
Do you see, like, the way that luggage. They toss the luggage. They'll get into that stuff. It's like that time they bombed little sweep, swoop, swoop, swoop.
Oh, when they pulled the crystal ball out?
Swipe.
Swapped?
Yes. Thank you. I'm like, what is the word I'm looking for? But they did that because of the crystal ball that was in there.
That shit was
and
so
remember
funny.
The dude was like, the backpack was sitting straight up and down. And I was like, you got to lay it down. And he's like, ma'am. And I was like, you're going to dump all my camera gear out. And I'm about ready to mess you up.
I thought it was funny. He couldn't figure out how to open it. And I was like, dude, it's right here. He's like, don't touch the bag, sir. I'm like, the zipper's right here. He's like, sir. I said, don't touch the bag. And I'm
I
like,
didn't
I'm,
touch
I
it.
Know exactly what you're going for. Fucking unzip it right here, you fucking retard.
But then it was like, stay on the line. Stay on the yellow line or whatever. And
I
we're like,
was funny when he
we're
pulled
on the yellow line.
That's funny. He pulled the crystal ball out and he's looking at it, looking at it. And he walks over to supervisor and she looks at it and she's like, it's clear. And he's like, yeah, but she's like, it's clear.
And he's still like,
he's like, but do I know? She's like, it's physically clear. You can see through it.
It's not a goddamn bomb, okay?
And the guy good was God. Just like, oh, okay.
Wait, I can see through it?
Like I've had Taylor Ham bomb swabbed.
Stop him. He's trying to get in the freaking closet. That's why there's a hanger. That's
probably he's hungry.
German Shepherd proof. He had dinner.
Oh, he actually ate his dinner?
And cheese, yes. Oh. He had plenty of.
He's gonna go pout in the kennel.
Dad smacked me in the shoulder. I'm gonna go lay down now.
They won't let me get some free food.
Don't be sad, show. So yeah.
Yeah, that was probably one of the funniest traveling experiences ever.
It was stressful. So funny, like man. I didn't know what was happening that had never happened to me before. And then he was like, "Whose bag is this?" And I was like, "And you're like
it's mine."
And I was like, "What?" And then we go and we're getting all, you know, swabbed all around.
Yeah.
And he's being an asshole. And I'm like, and now in the future, it's just like nothing goes in that camera bag that could be a like even slight potential. Yeah. This is a bomb.
I remember that trip because we were concerned about the tripod.
Yeah, because
it got the fucking spikes on the bottom.
It's got the little rubber things with the spikes on the bottom, so we check it.
Fucking TSA and you're 90% failure rate. You guys suck.
But you want to bomb test my little crystal ball. Cool. It's cool. That crystal ball doesn't come with this anymore.
Worthless organization.
Remember, that got stuck in the cup holder of the car.
Yeah.
And oh my
about that.
God.
That was in the Boo, wasn't it?
No, that was in the Sonic. It got stuck in the cup holder of the Sonic and there was sand in there.
I thought it was
there.
One of our cars. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, and
yeah,
it scratched
the
crap
out
of it and we couldn't get it out of there for like 40 minutes.
The Sonic.
I know.
That was like the greatest car on the face of the planet. We with like 1.2 liter turbo, 6-speed manual.
Do you just remember I drove it and I kept going in third gear and I'm like, what is wrong with this car? You're like, you're in third gear. Well, it's been 2 years since I drove a manual. Okay.
Man,
clearly
that car was awesome. That car was awesome. I wish my parents when I got rid of that car.
She had another one.
I keep thinking about it. It'd be a great car for up here and bob back and forth to work.
They should get another one.
No, I want one.
Okay. Well, then they should get
straight pipe it and shit.
No, this sounds like a terrible idea.
It sounds like an awesome idea.
It sounds like a terrible idea.
Hey, that car was so cool. It was a fucking transformer. It was.
Oh, it was the little green
ones.
Yeah,
there you go.
Now.
Yeah, that's how cool that car was. It was a transformer.
I just remember those guys because they're like, "Hey, man, like, were they?
Yeah,
like,
just fucking little.
Or were they little little Chinese racers? I don't know. I'll have
no,
to look.
One of them was definitely a Sonic.
No, the way they talked.
Oh, no. They were just fucking stupid.
Just stupid.
They
that
were. They were stupid. They were like the worst Transformer characters on the face
no,
of the planet.
They
but
they were
the
least best, but they were hilarious. They were so funny. So
bad.
Funny.
So bad.
But anyhow, that's really all we got. It's been kind of all over the place. I don't even know what to call this podcast now.
I don't know.
Random shit.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Okay. Well,
no pinpoint on this one. It's just fucking all over the place.
Like,
comment, like private message on our Instagram page at the G's Rural Life. Share it, subscribe, check it out.
Tell us what you want to talk about, what you want us to talk about. Kind of went weird.
Yeah.
Anywho, thanks.
Thanks. See you guys.